A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Yud Aleph, Ksubas 11a. Pagination is 21. Starting from the second line of the page, Hagiyores, a woman who converted to Judaism, Sheniskairu, that she converted, Pechusos Mibnos Shalosh Shanim V'yom Echad, less than the age of 3. That young, Kisuvasan Masayim, her ksuba is going to be 200 with the status of a besula, because it's assumed that if she converted that young and joined the Jewish community at that age, that she was not with a man because she was simply so young before, and besulim are chozrim, and at the time that she converted, she's already part of the Jewish community and treated as such with that level of respect and observance. And there's no reason to consider her in the realm of a be'ula. V'yeshla and tainis besulim, and therefore there's going to be the claim of besulim, Pesach Pasuach. The husband would have such claims, because he's marrying her with the assumption that she's a besula. Keep in mind that even though she's considered a besula, she's still going to be forbidden to a kohen. That's a separate rule described in Evan Ezer Vav Ches. But our focus is the fact that you could have an underage giyores, and she would have the status of a besula as far as our Masechta goes, Tainas Besulim, that she's considered a besula. And the question, of course, here is, how in the world is someone so young converting? How does that work? You can't get the child's consent at the time. They're so underage that they don't understand the question at all. And the Gemara is going to explain that there are two ways that a child could convert. One way is together with their parents, and it's considered a zechus that if the parents are converting, that they go along with it. And the other's approach is that there could literally be al da'as bezdin, that bezdin will consider an underage situation to be a benefit for the child, and when the child approaches bar or bas mitzvah, they would be informed of the conversion, and they would have an opportunity at that time to reject it if they choose. That's all going to unfold in the Gemara. Let's begin. Amar Rav Huna said, Ger Katon, when you have a child who's converting, matvilim oso al da'as bezdin, it's possible to send them to mikvah based on the intent of the court, even though they themselves don't have intent at that age. My kamash malon, what are we being taught? The zechus hulo, because it's considered a benefit to be Jewish. It's an upgrade in observance, in closeness to Hashem. V'zachin la'adam shalo b'fanov. And you're allowed to benefit a person even if they're not present. So even though the child's physically present, but intellectually they're not present, and you're going to be able to proceed because it's a benefit. Says the Gemara Tinyana, Zachin la'adam shalo b'fanov ve'in chavin la'adam Shalobafanov. If it's really that simple, that it's a merit, so we know that rule, that you could cause benefit to somebody even not in their presence. Mahu detema, I would have thought, ovekachovim behefkera nichale, that it's considered better not to be Jewish because you don't have to observe so many things. Kamash malon, skipping a line, we're being told over here, Dahani mili gadol de tom tam isura, that it's only considered better for a person who's not Jewish if he's already tasted non-observance. He's experienced the free life. Avokaton, but if the person is still a child and has not yet tasted those opportunities, zuchusulo, if you catch them early, it's considered a benefit. They'll naturally grow in to Jewish observance, and ultimately that observance is considered better. It's more developed. It's the neshama in full illumination, observing the laws of Torah. This distinction between a child and an adult entering observance is a theme in chinuch, in children's education. Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches points out that that's the major focus of a parent during the chinuch years, during the formative years of the child, to train the child to his observance. Because once the child has gone free during the first years of their life, it's going to be very difficult for them to harness themselves in the service of Hashem with self-control. In the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, Acharei Sheyargil Acharei Ta'avaso, once he's trained to follow his desires, Yichbet Alav, it would become very difficult to rein those desires back in as they become older and reach bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. And therefore, part of chinuch is to train them initially. And that's essentially the same theme of this Gemara, that if you're adopting the child, entering the child into conversion as a child, it's a zuchus, because they'll be trained, they'll be raised in that way. Brachus, kashrus, tznius. But if you're going to thrust that upon somebody as an adult, that's not so simple, and there are a lot of considerations. You would really need the person's consent. You can't just assume that it's a zuchus. The Gemara continues and says, Lema misayeyale, will our Mishnah be a proof that there's such a thing as doing gerus al das bezdin, that bezdin can assume it's a merit for this young child, and therefore give the child the conversion process, even though they're not old enough to truly consent? Says the Gemara, lo, no, it's not a proof. It's true, but it's not a proof. It's true that Bezdin can do such a conversion, but it's not a proof from our Mishnah, because there's an alternative way to understand how a child can become Jewish. What would be the case? When the sons and daughters are converting with their parents, because they want to go along with what their parents are doing. They're going to keep the family together. And in that case, it's surely considered a zechus, we assume, because they're going with the parents, and the parents are only going to have the full bond of relationship with the children if the children come along, if they're together. And therefore, the children go along, and we assume that dealing with it as a family unit is considered a zechus. The final statement of this Gemara has enormous ramifications and has a bit of discussion as to how to understand it. The statement is, Amar Rav Yosef said, Higdilu yecholin limchos. When the child reaches majority, reaches bar bas mitzvah, at that junction in life, yecholin limchos, they're allowed to object to the conversion that was done when they were children. Rashi learns that this ability to object is even in the case where the children converted with their parents. And that is a discussion. There are others who argue on that understanding of the Gemara, and they only understand it in the case of an adoption where the parents are not present converting with the child, and Bezdin is taking the responsibility on behalf of the adoptive parents to phase the child into Judaism. And on that, we're saying they could object when they reach Bar Bas Mitzvah. But in any case, this is something very important to be aware of, that the children should be informed at a time preceding Bar Bas Mitzvah that this conversion took place while they were younger. And as Reb Moshe Feinstein describes it in Yoredeya Aleph Kuf Samach Beis, if things went smoothly, the child will agree to the conversion at that time and will have what is actually a very unique Kabbalas Mitzvahs, truly accepting mitzvahs upon themselves as they become a Jewish adult. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.